So, before we start this episode of Love, Dating and Chaos with me, Felicity Reakin, a little warning. We talk about everything in this episode, okay? We talk about grief. We talk about widow's fire. You'll find out what that is. We talk about some spicy things as well. So, I suggest this is 18 and up. Please don't listen to this in your car with your children because they're going to ask you weird questions and then you're going to have to answer them and then I will laugh at you secretly. Anyway, let's get to it. It's Danny Painter, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Love, Dating, and Chaos with Felicity Reakin. Right, so here we are, and I'm here with one of my favorite humans in the whole world. She is someone who gets me, she's someone who gets this journey as well, and has been on a journey of her own, and is just honest and upfront and authentically just a great human being. It is my greatest pleasure, to speak to my buddy, Danny Painter. Danny Painter, I'm just going to get straight into it with you. So you're obviously looking for love as well. How's that going?
Well, I'm here, am I not?
What, not with your love?
No, well, I'm here with you. You are my love. I think I've realized that my friends are my soulmates.
I mean, I'm going to have to agree with you. I do think friends are soulmates. Like, but seriously though, the journey, like your journey is very different from my journey. You were like happily married and stuff for 17 years and then that all changed. So I'm going to ask you, for people who don't know, are you okay telling people what happened?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so
if they don't know.
If you don't know.
How?
If you don't know, this is what happened. Tell them, Danny.
Okay, so was married to the love of my life, best friend, 17 years, and he had a massive heart attack in my house a year and a half, or almost 2 years ago, actually. And then I found myself at 38 years old, back, single, alone, no future.
Wow.
I know. You wanted to get deep.
I didn't say let's get dramatic, though.
What it's not dramatic, it's real.
No future.
No future because you have a future with someone, right? So now you're a future alone. And how do you do that? How do you navigate that? I've never been on a date because I got married at 21. So by 18, I knew. And when you're 18, you don't date. I've never been on a date. I've never had a dating app. I don't know how to navigate this world. I don't know what hookup culture is. I don't know the different tiers because apparently there's talking and then situationshipping and then vibing and then situationshipping and then someone cries and then you block each other and then like 6 months later you like find each other again.
But then you're just friends with benefits.
Yes.
And then you have the conversation about exclusive friends with benefits.
When do you become boyfriend and girlfriend?
Apparently you don't ask anybody out.
What?
You don't actually.
Well, then how do I know what we are?
No, well, this is the other thing. So labels are something that people are terrified of, which concerns me because I need to know what we're doing.
Yeah, what
and so I can go like, Danny is my friend. That's a label. Come like,
yes.
Danny's like my acquaintance. What is that?
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, friends.
Then everyone's going to know.
No, no, no. So you don't even, this is not one of your friends that's your benefit necessarily, but you are friends who bang.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Why not?
Because then everyone's going to know that I bang. Okay, but I do want to talk about the one dating experience that I had that you dragged me to.
Yeah, no, we had to talk about that.
And I was sitting in a corner, violently unhappy, and you were telling people about cannibalism.
I'm sorry, I think that is a great icebreaker, okay?
Felicity, these were new people, they don't know you.
Exactly, and I feel like if you get my sense of humor from the get-go, then you and I are going to get along. Not necessarily as like FWBs, but just as human beings. And I feel, what?
Has this worked out for you yet?
No.
Maybe we need a different angle.
No. Also, cannibals are funny. Talking about cannibalism is funny and things like that.
Okay. I do believe part of the conversation was that you knew how to maneuver around chopping up a body. And I was like, oh, okay, wow. I'm going to go sit in my corner.
Are you telling me, have you never thought about what would be the best way to literally butcher a body?
Obviously, I've butchered a chicken. So, yes. Like, I thought about, like, if the knee was similar.
No, so
we're so broken. We're never going to find boyfriends.
No, I don't think we are broken. For me personally, as woman, right? And I'm a cannibal and we're on this island and now we're eating people. Boobs, butts, first to go.
Cheeks are good though.
Cheeks are also good, but they slow cook because they move the whole time.
Yeah, so
boobs,
be
butts
tough.
Don't because they're not, there's not a fat there. So that's a quick sear. Thighs are slow cook.
Ramp.
Yeah, but like a slow cook, beautiful. Yeah, rump is fast, but thighs are slow cook because there's muscle there. You know what we're doing? You know like how the Greeks used to make a pit oven for a kleptiko?
Oh, yes.
So that's what we're doing. Like, and the Hawaiians also do it. I mean, I've thought about practicalities of all of this.
If I ever get stranded, I hope it's with you.
Yes, I'm going to make us delicious food. And what kind of human being, man, doesn't want somebody who can make delicious food?
Okay, but, okay, can I... I don't know how frank I can be here.
Please be frank.
If I don't want to put you in my mouth, I don't want to put you in my mouth.
Talking about the date, the experience that we had. So, yes, I did beg you, plead with you.
Pleaded. She pleaded.
Drive all the way from Brakpan in the middle of the night, basically, in the darkness.
In black tie.
Black tie, and come with me to this let's meet people in real life date situation. And I remember getting there and like talking to like the girlies outside and whatever, and watching all these people arrive and thinking to myself, why am I here? Why am I here? Because I don't know if you agree with me, but there was like it's like you could sense the desperation in the room.
Yes. 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 It was like people were clawing at people and they were like, hello, I love you. What do you drink? What's your favorite color? And I was like, I don't like this. I have anxiety. How many children do you want? When do you want to get married?
Exactly. See, I think it's possibly because we knew why everybody was there. Like, maybe if we didn't know why everybody was there, we wouldn't get that sense. Do you know what I mean? Like,
with like a nightclub?
Yeah, just a nightclub. And I don't walk into a nightclub and think people are like, hello, love of my life. I'm like, oh, people are here to listen to music and enjoy whatever.
True.
So maybe if we didn't know that that is why we were there and that's why the rest of the people were there, it wouldn't be so bad.
True.
Also, that whole concept and idea of just break the ice 5 minutes. When you work on radio, you realize how long five minutes actually is.
Minutes is hours.
It is literally at least a long weekend.
The so one man I spoke to, I just looked at him. I was like, I don't know what else to say. And then he looked at me and he went, me neither. And I was like, okay, should we go get a tequila? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it made me realize that there are two different Felicities. Mm-hmm. There is Felicity who knows that I have like a work thing and I put on Felicity.
Yes. And I'm not the show.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it's like completely.
No, but it is like, it's a work thing, right? So you must be on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this was not a work thing. And Felicity is actually possibly a bit shy.
Very, yeah.
Has social anxiety.
Yep.
And
Danny lacks confidence.
Lacks
major confidence, very socially awkward.
Yes, all of this.
And Felicity just looks at Danny, and Danny looks at Felicity, and we're like, I don't know what we're doing.
No, and then we just sit in a corner with some other random woman we met who felt the exact same way.
Yeah.
Drinking drinks and not actually meeting the people, even though we were like, we can go out and meet people. We're like, no, we can't.
I was too scared. Even, you see now, even when you put me in a situation where it's openly like, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I am too afraid to approach you, and this is my problem, right? I'm 40. I like being pursued. I enjoy being in my feminine energy.
Mm.
I enjoy when a man steps up and says, I want to take you to dinner on Thursday at 6 at this place. Should I pick you up or do you feel safer to come in your own car kind of thing, right? These days, I'm carrying every conversation that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I am asking you out. And so therefore, am I the masculine? Are you going to cook me dinner and wash my f***ing clothes? Sorry, can I swear on this
podcast? Of course you can.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that it's old school and I know that people are going to come for me, but I really, for me, like being in my feminine.
So I don't think people are going to come for you because I've actually said the same thing on this podcast before.
Mm.
My reasoning behind the reason why I am that way is because in my normal everyday life, I am the so-called man.
Yeah.
I have the job. Yeah. I bring in the money. I make the decisions. Yeah. I choose the things. Yeah. We go on holiday. I say we go on holiday. Yes, I mean, there is a discussion.
Yeah, but like even like down to what groceries we're buying.
Thank you. And when we're buying
them. Where we're buying them.
Thank you.
Everything.
It's all up to me which too. Is very manly.
Yeah.
And I want, like you, I want somebody that's going to
lead.
That's going to lead, but also like be amused when I go, I don't know where I want to eat. and I don't know what I'm in the mood for. Yeah. And I want you to think it's cute. I don't want you to think it's annoying.
Yes, I want you to think it's cute.
Thank you.
And then I want you to decide for me.
Yes.
Yes.
And then I want to be like, oh, you just know me so well.
I know.
I want you to also like see me, adore me. So I want you to see me and be like, I'm going to jump your bones. And I'm going to be like, stop it.
Yes, not today. I'm in my tracksuit pants.
Thank you. But it's still.
And but like, you're the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Yes.
I want all of that. And I want it wrapped in a... Do you have a particular package that you want this wrapped in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've realized that this is almost non-negotiable for me now at this age. I know. Like, no. I mean, I'll negotiate. We can negotiate. But, yeah, biceps, workouts, because I do.
You do.
Right?
You do.
And I'd like that in common.
Okay.
Because I find that the men who do work out, do look a certain way, are more disciplined in their life, and I enjoy discipline. So my package is just health, wellness, have done the work.
Okay.
And have a bicep.
Okay, biceps are very important. What if they have no legs? Because you know some men don't go do leg day, and they've got, so they'll have biceps, but like very skinny legs.
Oh no, I like a thigh. Okay. See, you know me in a thigh. I will butt a thigh. Oh no, I need a thigh.
So rugby-esque looking?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Because even me though.
Rugby boys in short shorts.
Done.
What's yours?
I like to think that mine is varied. I think for a while I was very stuck in, I basically wanted a farmer.
Same.
Okay.
But I also like the boy from Sleep Token, so actually mine is varied too.
So?
Skinny geek. Hard-rugged farmer.
Tall, skinny geek.
Tall, skinny geek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Farmer with big hands.
Are we just desperate for anything?
No, I think that this is, I mean, yes.
You know what I think, actually? Can I take it back?
Yes.
The only prerequisite is please be taller than me.
See, I have that prerequisite, but then I'm not very tall. So if you're shorter than me, then...
There's a problem.
Then exactly. That's, now it's awkward for both of us because I'm like...
Because now, like, everyone is taller than you then.
And they're also asking me, you know, where did you find this carny? And I'm like... this person can do tricks on one of those...
On a little bike.
Single bicycle.
That's what dating is.
It is a circus.
It is a circus.
Okay. So I know I was on your TikTok the other day. Or a while ago, or whatever. And there was a man in a car who winked at you or something. Or you saw him.
I met the love of my life on the highway, on the N12.
How?
He was a traffic officer.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I don't care. Yeah, so I was driving to Centurion on the N12 and Blue Light Brigade came up behind me.
Uh-huh.
And as we do, I panicked and moved.
Okay.
But then they didn't go past me.
Oh.
And he was looking at me. So I was avoiding all, you know, when you avoid, yes. You're like, I'm not going to look, yes. I'm not going to look. Because I was like, maybe something's wrong with my car. Maybe there's drugs.
Maybe I'm a drug dealer.
I didn't know.
Guns.
And they're going to stop me and there's guns in my car. Yes, so you know what? I was spiraling.
Yes.
Anyway, so eventually he does not stop. He's driving right next to me. Blue Light Brigade behind him. Right next to me. He's in the lead, right? So they're all slowing down.
Oh, right, for him.
Yes, and he is just staring. I'm speeding up, he's speeding up. And as I'm slowing down, he's slowing down. And then eventually I was like, okay, I must look. And I looked, and he winked at me. And then he went like this. He gave me a kiss. And I was like, wait, whoa, you're flirting at me?
You're keeping up the president.
And then
so
I was
you
like,
can flirt with me.
I mean, and then I went like this, and I felt really stupid. And I went bright red. And as he drove away, he turned back and he went like this again. And I was like,
Danny.
I love you. I'm in love. Yes, I'll have your children. Yes, anyway, anytime, anyhow, I'm yours. And then as the rest of them drove past, they all kind of had a chuckle and they were all looking at me to see who he was looking at.
Okay, but you know what is probably happening? Because you know that they have those, what do you call them? Those walkie-talkies. So he's probably in the car going.
They speak to each other.
Yeah. So he's probably saying like,
she's here. My future wife. She's here. I don't care, Mr. President.
Come on.
I know you need to like, go to Baltimore or whatever, but my future wife is here, so you're going to have to just calm your farm while I, like, signal at her.
Hello.
It was hot, I'm not going to lie.
No, I don't, yeah.
It was great.
If he had pulled you over and said, I'm just putting you over to get your number, would you have got you?
100%. Yes. Came.
Yes.
He's actually stepping up and asking
this
me, which no one else does.
This is true.
And he's a hot biker boy. And works for the police, so like, we're good,
Felicity. Oh, major benefits. Major benefits. Miss Painter, what is your biggest regret when it comes to like the apps and the dating game?
Ever downloading them ever in the first place. And that's your fault.
How is it my fault?
I blame you. Because you kept saying to me, I'm back on the apps and they're going and I'm chatting to this one and then you would send me a picture or you'd show me a picture mm-hmm. and I'd be like, okay, she's finding men. And then I did the thing and I downloaded the apps and now I'm in the vicious cycle of
downloading, uninstalling, reinstalling.
Them, reinstalling. And then, but then you just see the same people.
Well, I don't know. So I might just pass you my Tinder quickly because I was on another app and I was talking to like 11 men.
How?
Well,
when do you eat?
So, you know, you keep it very casual. So, here's my belief, right? If you give me minimal energy, I give you minimal energy.
Same, but then what's the point?
How was your day? No, it's good.
Fine.
And yours. That's it. No, I'm serious. Because to complete this game, because like you say, why aren't you putting in any effort?
Yeah, so, why must I carry the conversation?
Why am I carrying this conversation?
Yeah.
And so they weed themselves out. Also, I've got a minimum 3-day rule. So if we haven't spoken in 3 days, I unmatch you or delete you.
Done, yes.
Done. I don't need this kind of baggage in my life.
While you're looking for your app, I recently got a referral for Raya.
That's the fancy one.
Yeah. So I'm waiting. I'll let you know how that goes.
Oh, and then will you refer me?
Yeah, of course I'll refer you.
That's the one with the celebrities.
The celebrities, yeah. So I found someone and they referred me. So now, yeah.
Oh, my word,
please hold thumbs for me. I want to be on Raya.
Who would be like your ultimate?
You know, Brad Pitt.
Okay, but is he dating someone at the moment?
Who cares? That's before he knew I was interested.
Okay, that's true. And I'm sure he's still on Raya. Okay, other than Brad Pitt.
Just a nice man. Would be nice.
You sound so sad, but you said, just a nice man.
Well, I haven't found any yet.
Okay, how about, so choose between Tom Hardy and Idris Elba.
No, I'm going to talk to both of them and then do the 3-day rule and then, no, isn't the rule that we can date as many people as we want until we're official? We'll have a situationship and then we'll decide. The first one to ask me wins.
I can't even. Seriously, people don't ask people like out anymore. They don't go like, will you be my girlfriend?
Well, what do I do then?
So they are like a year into situations. And I see it all the time on my social media. And then a year in. And then the person will be like, so do you want to like come to like my family wedding? They'll be like, oh, we're not that serious. And they're a year in. And I'm like,
Getting married a year in.
Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Do you
want
to get married again?
Of course.
Really?
I like being a wife. Would you?
See, I kind of want to have a wedding, but ooh. I don't want to get married.
Okay.
Only because I've envisioned this really elaborate, like, theatre piece, and it would bring great joy to my heart, and hopefully my partner's as well. I mean, probably not. They'll probably be like, this is some
just
weird
ratchet.
See? That's what I need in my partner. He should be like, you're crazy. I love you. Okay. Mm. We're going to do this. But I don't know about being married again. All like... Right. I don't know. Okay, so firstly, and I've said this so many times in this podcast, so you can't move into my house. So if we had to get married again, you'd have to...
I need a new house.
A new house.
Yeah.
Okay? But then if we get married again, then you're going to be like there the whole time.
No, you can... You know what? Relationships are subjective. They're not the norm, right? Mm-hmm. We've been told that you must be 22 and find a husband and have a white picket fence and live together and get a medical aid and have 3 children and.
Yes.
No. You can be married and live in 2 houses or 2 bedrooms or make the relationship yours. It doesn't have to be cookie cutter. Because I also don't want to live with you forever. Like, I need space. You know, like some days I just want my own house and you're going to want your own house.
And your own stuff.
And your own stuff. And
own
I want
sound.
You to go and do those things.
Yes.
Yes. And your own, like, go fart in your own house.
Yes.
No. Fart in my house.
See, the thing is, somebody said to me the other day, so like, do you have any hobbies? And I was like, do I have any hobbies? And I was like,
yeah, Felicity, you have all of them.
I was like, actually, yeah.
Like all of them.
I do. I've got so many. And so I gave him like a bit of a rundown, you know, of like some of the stuff I do. And he stopped talking to me. And I think it's because my life sounded busy and my life is busy with like things that bring me joy.
Yes, but the thing is that you make time for the things that bring you joy.
Absolutely.
And so I'll make time for you.
Yes.
So this whole thing of like, oh, sorry, I didn't message you, I was busy. Cuck.
I also a believer in if he wanted to, you
if
would.
If he wanted to, he would.
Me too. But it works both ways.
Huh?
Girls and boys. If they wanted to, they would. No, I'm serious.
Okay, but then why did you tell me to ask that hot, hot boy out that I liked? And then I was like, but if he wanted to, he would. And you went, Daddy, no, in 2025.
Because I wanted you to do it because I feel like it was good for you. And I'm happy and I'm proud that you did it.
I'm so sorry.
And I can imagine. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. And
but I'm really happy that you did it. And because there's something as well about when you're halashing for someone for so long.
Wow, Phyllis, you just drag me. Heavy.
But there's no resolution.
No.
The halashing stops being...
I'm still halashing though, even
after. That's fine, but now you know. Now you know you can halash in your mind, in your bedroom, without going, yeah, this could be him.
Bruh, there's still hope, man.
Why is there still hope?
No, I don't know, because I'm stupid. No. I know. I mean, I'll put a spell on. I've got spells from the Etsy witches.
You see?
Have you ever done that?
No, but I did buy a love potion spell, like a potion in the bag. I went to some random market and they were selling all kinds of like potions. And one of them was a love potion, but it comes in a little bag. And I was like, how many years later? This potion is obviously null and void. But yeah, I did. I've also bought incense that's like...
Love, yeah. Have you done the TikTok witches one where you write their name on a bay leaf?
No.
And then you put it under your pillow. Yeah, and then you burn the bay leaf after.
But you have to have their name though.
What do you mean you have to have their... you don't know who you like.
Yeah, I don't know who I like. And also like there's a variety. So I cannot just say like men.
Oh. Can you imagine? You wake up the next morning and there's a horde.
That's what I want.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to leave my house.
Wow, Felicity.
I'm just saying that if I don't have to leave my house, right, to find him, it would make my life so much better.
Even me.
If I could just wake up on a weekend, on a Saturday, and like be making myself some breakfast, and then there's like, and I'm like, hello? And they're like, yes, it's me. And I'm like, who's me? And they're like, the love of your life. And I'd be like, oh, thank God.
Me too.
Come on in.
Yeah.
And then in he comes and he sleeps with my feet. Maybe with a bit of a chokehold to the neck, but anyway.
Okay, so dating is clearly not working for me, right?
I think you're exaggerating because it hasn't been that long.
Dating is clearly not working for you either.
No, it hasn't working for me, but it's been longer for me.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Dating clearly doesn't work in 2025.
No.
So if dating doesn't work and miraculously no one's going to arrive at my house, right? Mm. Or I'm not going to find Brad Pitt on Raya. Mm. Is the answer then that you and I start a business where we hire Aunt Min to just come and cuddle us at night and then go home?
I would
without the situation.
Just cuddling.
What? Just cuddling. No, because then you're moving into like other territory there. We can talk about that after.
If I'm paying you.
I just want you to hold me, man.
I mean, yes, I want. It's been 84 years.
Even me. Oh, I'm crying.
So,
because it's been 84 years.
I'm just keep laughing. If you're big spooning me.
Oh, I'm squiggling a butt in like, thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly. And then I'm waiting for her in hope and anticipation.
Oh. Yeah, because if you just Karen hope and be like, get out of my bed. Leave. I've just done the butt wiggle.
The butt wiggle.
And you.
Okay, so I know of someone who has partaken in the purchasing of...
Oh, it's user services.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Actually? Highly recommended.
Really?
Says it's the best thing she's ever done.
Really?
He was amazing. And she did it ongoing every month for 6 months. She said some people go get massages. She would then book this man at a hotel and they would go and they would do it. And she said she's never been happier because she's paying him. It's always good for her.
That's exactly.
He gives his very best. It's not like the last one for me where it's like, okay, you know? And she highly recommends it, but I don't know if I could do that. And then she also said, because I was like, oh, but what about like germs? And she was like, no. You get the full testing sheet spectrum. He gets tested like a couple of weeks or a week before. You get everything. You must also submit your test results.
Yes.
And she said that S workers are the most highly tested people.
They really are.
The rest of us are the problem.
Yes. I keep on reading these things on my social media of like, hi, so I met this man at like the mall and a week later I was living with him and I'm like, what the hell? And, you know, we've been banging and then I met his brother and I've been banging him and now I'm pregnant and I don't know who's... And I'm like, let's just get back to the fact that you're not wrapping that shit up. Do you know how mortified I would be if I had to go to the doctor and say, I have...
I don't care.
No. It's a choice that I've made. I could literally have said, wrap it up.
No, you can make a mistake.
No, you are wrapping. You need to wrap your nonsense up.
100% agreed. But there are times where you are likely to fuck up. And that's okay. I don't judge. It's fine.
I do judge because I think that we're too old, too ugly, and we've been going through this for too long for you to be irresponsible.
Hey, listen, especially... I'm new. Let me be irresponsible once. Just one time.
Not with your private parts. Not with your private special parts.
Special
your special
princess parts.
Princess flower parts. Your daisies. No. No. No.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I will not make any mistakes.
Ever again.
Wow. Wow. Ever again. If you make mistakes, you're fine. It's fine. You're
don't
allowed to make mistakes.
Don't listen to Danny. Wrap that shit up.
Yeah.
Just say no. Just say no. It's not even about the babies. It's about the STDs.
100%.
You.
No, you. But also you get medicine.
I know you get meds for that, but still, you. Like, and I know you get meds for that. What I'm saying is you don't have don't to have gonorrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to have the experience of gonorrhea.
Touch wood.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I wanted to say to you or ask you, because I've also realized something, and maybe it is an age thing, or maybe it's a woman thing. Do you find that the older you get, the more willing you are to look at other women and be like,
I don't maybe like be. Vagina.
No, neither do I. But I think as like a...
Like a partner.
Like a partner.
But I've said to you for years, can we please move in together?
No, we can absolutely move in.
For years.
Also, I made brisket yesterday.
I know, I saw your TikTok.
So good. So
like
good,
a Jewish grandmother. Mm-hmm. I'm so here for it.
Mm-hmm. And then I made a broccoli cauliflower cheese.
You see now, like why can't you just marry me?
Yeah.
And then you can get it on the side.
But don't you think that there's
I don't want vagina.
No, I don't want vagina either. Mm. And I don't want boobs either. But I'm just saying, like, I find myself, I think it's a lot more common within women to be like, do you know what, actually? Maybe I should just see. I know friends of mine who...
I've seen.
Oh, no, I've never seen.
You've never?
No.
In, never?
Never.
Oh, wow. My mom thought that I wasn't straight for a very long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I've kissed a girl. I mean, it wasn't Katy Perry. And it was very many years ago. I mean, I've kissed. You need to stop looking at me.
Listen, we've said everything else. So, you know, I mean, I kissed Felicity Reekin in the bathroom.
We did. We had a snog in the bathroom.
Not at work.
It was fantastic. Do we tell them that this is when you were married and I was busy dating somebody?
Yeah, but both of those men were stoked. I do believe I left the bathroom and announced to the restaurant that I had just kissed you in the bathroom.
What I'm saying though is, like from a snogging partner perspective, I could be. I don't want anything else and I've never got any further.
Mm.
But there is that part of me that kind of goes from a partnership perspective. Just sometimes messy logic that women have, that I don't have to explain myself to you. Does it make sense? Or I do, and you don't judge it though. You're like,
I get
okay,
it.
That's
I get it.
You get it, or you're like, wow, you made some terrible choices there.
But like you just did to me.
Thank you, but I don't feel judged. If that makes any sense,
no.
I'm like,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
oops. Yeah, I did. Whoops.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm not thinking like you don't understand what was happening.
Yeah, and like I've somehow disappointed you or like
yes.
wrong or like...
Yes, or yeah. Now this has changed our whole
your,
entire...
This is how you feel about me and your expectation
you.
And. Yeah.
Yes. So I think that from a female perspective, and I suppose that also speaks to fluidity then at the same time, and I'm convinced that women are a lot more fluid when
support,
it comes to
love,
support.
Kindness.
Thank you. And a partner, because I talk to men... who say things to me like, yeah, it's cold, but, you know, a warm body would be better. And I know where you're going with this. I don't know you. And it makes me feel like a prude. I want to have these conversations with someone I'm in a relationship
yes,
with.
Yes, but I'm also not a whore that's... I'm sorry if you do this. I'm not calling you a whore. But I'm also not a whore that's going to do it, like, in the first two
but
lines.
That's what I'm saying. So these conversations are not out of bounds.
But, not
but they are out of bounds now. From the get-go. Like, and I keep on trying to say to people, like, you can get any picture you like. When we've met in real life, when you've actually bothered to go, hey, can I actually see you?
Yeah.
like with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why you think I want to do that.
Also, I don't know why you think that I want to see a picture of your downstairs.
Oh, my word.
Because, like, I'm sorry, it's not a... It's
Can
just...
we talk about dick pics?
Can we, please?
For how many years do you think women have to say to men, we don't want to see your penis in a photo of a random man? Because we don't go, oh, my God, that's the best penis I've ever seen. Bring it over. No woman does.
No.
So you're kind of and very really assaulting us with a picture of your dick.
Of your dick.
And then who are the women who don't delete and block? Because I'm convinced that men would only do things if they've gotten away with it before.
Can I tell you something terrible?
Yes.
This is terrible.
I love terrible.
So back in the day, I'm talking like maybe 5, maybe longer years ago,
mm-hmm.
I ran a group on mm-hmm. WhatsApp mm-hmm. of just women
mm-hmm.
that would... submit
dick pics
uh-huh. that they would randomly get, and then all of the other women would rate them.
I love that.
Yeah.
Start that again.
Anonymously. Yeah, they would just anonymously like upload them, and all of the metadata was removed, and then they would rate them like 5 out of 10. It was out of 5. So look, color, angle, pubic topiary,
yes.
cleanliness.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many of them got a 5 out of 5?
0.
Mm.
This leads me into what I'm about to say now. Have you ever asked for a dick pic, Felicity?
No.
Neither had any of, I think it was 25 women on that WhatsApp group. Neither have I. And I'm pretty sure if you ask any other woman if they've ever asked for a dick pic, they're going to tell you no.
No.
But how many have you received?
Where do you think the love less button lies? Because I'd like to turn it off. Because then I can just get on with my day.
But you get it removed, like Botox.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
Just Botox your brain.
Yes. Because then I can just get on with my life and not be like...
Not be like, I need to be wanted, I'd like to be wanted, I wish someone
I
would
want
just...
to want somebody.
Yeah, yeah, same.
And I want to call somebody up and be like, oh, babe, I had the best podcast with Daddy. I want to do that. I want to say I've made brisket.
I want to say I've had a bad day, come hold me.
Thank you. I want to go to you and be like, I'm downstairs in the car. I've got...
In just a jacket.
Thank you.
My favorite thing.
Yeah, you see, I want someone to play with and also go on adventures with. I want to say like, let's do a road trip.
Same.
Let's go eat. When we go to all these amazing concerts
and events. We take each other. Wouldn't it be so nice if we could be like a...
Like the rest of the people.
And have normal people, like normal...
Like the rest of the people.
Not just you and me.
So talking about that, this Saturday, what are you doing?
What is happening this Saturday?
There's a big rugby game. I love this.
Can I have parking?
Of course.
Okay.
Come as my partner.
Okay, but then I'm taking off work. Don't tell Ravi yet.
But it's in the evening.
Oh, what time is it?
6:15.
Oh, in. Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Fab. Anyway.
That was easy. But now you see, if she had a man, look at the, like, we have all of these great opportunities.
Hello.
VVIP, backstage, rugby, Lewisi, like travel, all of these things. And you know how often I say no thank you because I have no one to go with.
Me and you both.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a theatre show. Okay, but...
Danny works at night. Felicity has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so I can't ask her.
Also, Zara doesn't want to go everywhere with her mother.
You know, my mother doesn't want to go everywhere with her daughter.
I mean, even though she does, because she gets food and fun experiences, she's also like, I have my own life.
Yeah.
So can you get yours? And I'll be like, uh-huh. Or she'll say to me like, ask one of your friends. And I'm like... My friends all have partners besides Danny.
Yes.
And so now, like, the thought of, like, on a Wednesday night going, like, can you leave your family to come and do this thing with me? I'm like, that's weird. So either I just won't go or I'll go alone.
And I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
It makes me so nervous.
It makes me nervous, but also I feel like I suddenly have to, like you say, get into my male energy. And I'm like, oh, I'm this independent woman who's just out here by myself.
Well, I did that on Saturday, Saturday past. Mac Rapapali was playing at Mulberry in Boxburg, which is close to where I stay. So I Ubered there. And in the Uber, I realized I'm going to walk into this place completely alone. Yes, Mac is there with his group of friends who I kind of know, but they're not my friends.
Yeah.
And I'm walking into this place completely alone. I don't know another person. And then I'm in an Uber completely alone home. No one is going to know if anything happens. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And it would be so nice to just be able to like share location or come with me.
Please share your location with me.
Okay, Mom.
From now on. Thank you very much.
Wrap it and share location.
Thank you.
Got it. I learned 2 things today on this podcast.
No, but I agree with you. And even though I'm happy that we can do it, that we can walk into spaces by ourselves and hold our own. Don't want to.
I want someone. I want to belong. I want to be loved, I guess.
I know you've got this on your podcast, which is incredible. The one I listened to quite intensely, in fact, was Widow's Fire.
Yeah.
What is Widow's Fire?
So, you know when you get hangover horn? When you get really horny when you're very hungover?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's actually a physiological thing. It's chemical in your brain. Whenever you're very, very sick, your brain thinks that your body is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It wants a dopamine hit.
Yes.
So, it looks for an orgasm. Right?
Shut up.
That's what hangover horn is, and Widow's Fire is the same. So when you're in the deepest, deepest pits of grief, and it's not just Widow's Fire, it can be people who've lost anyone, anything, children even, you'll find yourself at the most random times just being really, really, really horny. Like you just need a fix.
You
like
just need
so
the dopamine.
Bad.
Wow. Mm,
because your brain needs comfort. It wants to comfort you. It's a reptilian thing. It's from 100 years ago. It's a physiological reaction. And so Widow's Fire is that. So it's like being the most needy that you've ever been.
So yourself.
Nothing will fix it. You can't think it away. You have to fix it. Like it's almost, it Widow's
like
Fire.
Takes over.
It's like hot flash menopause.
Yes.
Same vibe. You cannot think of anything else. And it happens to all of us.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't know. I thought I was broken. It was 4 days later. And I was like, what is wrong with you? You're crying. And you're on OnlyFans. What are you doing, Daddy? And then I finished and I was sitting in the bathroom in shame and guilt and crying even more. And then I felt too bad to tell my therapist about it. So I just shut the fuck up for 6 months and just carried on. And didn't know. I thought I was broken. I thought that like somehow something
you
was wrong.
Snapped.
Yeah. I'd snapped. Yeah. I'd I'm broken.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it was bad. It was so bad. And then eventually.
When you saw a therapist?
No, I Googled it.
Okay.
Yeah. I trusted Dr. Goog and Dr. Goog then told me and then I told my therapist.
Well, I was fascinated when I heard that. And I was like, I understand how if you don't use it, you'll lose it. If that makes any sense.
Oh, great.
So that's why I think that there's people out there who are alone for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And talk about how, trust me, it's not that I don't believe them, but they're happy and wah, 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 wah. And I'm just like, because if you don't use it.
You lose it.
Eventually, like that, the same way that your body will start forcing you to use it. It will all shut it down. Because if you're not listening to my signal anymore.
True.
If you're not listening to my signal and this is not getting through, then there's no point in me trying to send you the signal anymore because obviously it's not getting through to you.
Wow. I don't want to lose it.
No, I don't want to lose it either. Oh, I have a business idea.
Oh, God.
These
are always good.
This is a good one. And I think we could both do this.
Okay. OnlyFans.
Are you ready? No. It's called Single Plates for Single Men. Twice a month on a Sunday, I make you a Sunday lunch. You buy my Sunday lunch, but you're a single man. So I'll have a little WhatsApp group. This Sunday, we're doing roast chicken, blah, 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 blah. Who's in? Park my car at some random, like my Hillfox parking. No, my Hillfox parking, because you're not coming to my house. And all the food is there, whatever. And a single plate for a single man. And don't you think it's a great way to get to know people? So I know you love to cook.
Yes.
And I'm just saying.
I just don't understand. Okay, wait. So these men are just for us then to look at and choose from?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Because that's what it feels like.
But I mean, yes, in the beginning.
Okay.
Let's just go first.
And then everyone else waits your turn.
But also, we might come across somebody and go like, this isn't for me or for you, but I do know that this is perfect for... What?
Felicity Rican, I saw something on TikTok.
What?
You go and introduce your single friends on a stage in front of a group of single people.
I saw that as well.
Felicity, I wouldn't do this. Yes, and you do a whole PowerPoint.
I saw that as well.
Because immediately when I saw it, I was like, I know that you would be the best at this.
Yes.
And you and I would wingman each other so hard.
So hard.
And we'd be so funny.
I know. I've seen it as well. And I was like, this is fantastic. Have you seen what they do in China?
What?
It's the best thing. Did I send it to you? I don't think I did. I didn't send it to you, Nana. On the weekends, Chinese parents go to a market and they sit in the park and they have their children's CVs out. So no photos. Names, ages, what universities they go to, how much money they earn, they live alone, what car, blah, 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 blah. And then you as the parents walk around this park and you read their CVs to other parents and you can see if this would be a good...
I don't trust my mother.
Oh, please.
Sandy would... No, you know what? She would be really good at it, but she would fuck with me the first two times.
Yes, of course. And that's fine. It'd be funny for all of us.
Not for me.
Season two of this fucking podcast when you're like, so my mother did fuck with me. Thank you, Sandy.
And now I'm married.
Yeah, exactly. No, but seriously, like, I love the Friends PowerPoint presentation wingman. Do you know what the problem is as well? And I've often found this. Getting single men to go out to go to things like this. Impossible.
Yeah.
Women, always game.
But then where then?
A gun range.
I want to learn to shoot.
Should we go to a gun range?
Yes, I've wanted to learn to shoot for the longest time. Didn't you have a hookup for us?
I do, actually. So we should just go to the gun
can
range.
Can we just go shoot?
But then we're going to go together. And then we're...
No, but you see now, so this is the conversation that I was having with the gays, right?
Yes.
They said to me, I need to find a girl and not them to go out with. Because even though they're gay, they're still men and the men are threatened by them. Whereas if you go out with another woman, men are more likely to approach a woman with another woman.
Oh,
so we can go to the gun range together. Yeah. You are like the perfect one.
Yeah.
Although together we're a lot.
No, but we can separate ourselves for like split seconds. Like when one of us goes to the bar for drinks. I don't know if you can have drinks at a gun range, but anyway.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But let me. Then are we still going to go?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
But
can we go somewhere after?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
But like the gun range, I'm thinking places like where they do archery. What else is like very like manly things to do that men like to do?
Rock climbing.
Oof. Fishing? No, I'm not going rock climbing. We can try. Have you ever been fishing?
No.
I've never been fishing.
No, I've never.
I've always thought that fishing sounds awful.
No, you sit next to a dam and I can like be in my costume and tan and have drinks all afternoon and you just watch a line in the water. Like,
who's going to get it in the water?
Do you even put it? Did you just put it there? It's fine.
Okay, so we'll just pretend fish.
Yeah, who needs to fish?
Okay, so but then we have to go to a place where people go like fishing. So fishing, gun range, archery. We can do rock climbing, but I'm watching. My knees are toast.
I just don't know. Like, what do men do for fun?
I don't know what
maybe we should figure that out first.
Car things. You know, they have like car shows and they like,
oh.
No, but if classic car shows, cool.
Still
yeah.
Like, still just a car, Felicity.
Yeah, but work with me.
Just
here,
walk
Danny.
In the sun.
We'll wear cute outfits and cute hats and we'll have little lace umbrellas. And then we'll be like, oh, what is this car?
Do you think that maybe we are not what men want?
No, don't be ridiculous.
Okay. No, that's all. Thank you.
How did you say that?
No, we're rugby. Men like rugby. We're going to go watch rugby.
No, but why would you say that?
Well, because I'm starting to think that it's me. I'm starting to think that I'm, I don't know, maybe it's my bald head and my heavily tattooed body. I don't know. Like maybe I'm not, like it's the first time in my life that I've ever thought maybe I should be cookie cutter blonde.
Ew, no.
Well, that's clearly what boys like because.
No, but not all boys. Because that's like me saying maybe I should be quieter and have less colourful hair. Maybe if I was more demure as a woman.
Demure.
Yes, then there would be some man who would come and, you know, swoop in. But surely not all men like the same thing. Or maybe the men that I like don't like me.
Oh, that just, that stung me as well. Because that's the truth.
I think that's actually the case.
Okay, so how do we change what we like?
I don't think you can. Can you?
I don't know, because you like what you like, right?
You like what you like.
So now I must go for what the opposite of what I like.
What would be the opposite?
A woman. At this point. Because it's anything. No, I'm joking. No, but then how? Because then the attraction's not there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I just made myself sad now. So I'm just going to sit
she's
here.
She's looking
a moment.
Really like you're teary eyed.
Yeah, I've just made myself sad because I've just realized that is actually maybe.
You've made
problem.
Me sad because I feel like if we look at the peer-reviewed science over the last, what, 6-7 months.
What we like doesn't like us.
Doesn't like us. Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
Also, why has it taken so long for me to realize that? Because maybe I could have, I don't know, done something about it sooner. Or
well, what are you going to do about it now, babe?
I'm going to go home and cry after I've had a drink.
While I'm having a drink. I'll cry in the car on the way home.
I can't. I go on the highway. So do you. I don't want to have an accident.
Well, you've never cried in the car.
I have.
Best place to cry on the N12.
I know, but then I like to get home and still look sad so that my children have sympathy for me. And
oh, you see, I like to cry in the car because then other people driving have sympathy for me because there's no one at home. And then I have these fantasies that a lovely man in knight in shining armor is going to pull me over and like,
are you okay?
And console me. Never mind that my car looks like a tornado hit it and I'm probably snot in trona. With mascara running down my face. Joe, you know what? We can live in delusion, babe.
So much delusion.
I know.
I love it.
May the problem is me. I am the problem.
Yeah. My choices are the problem. Because you can't choose to have the thing that doesn't want to have
you. Yeah, but then surely it's not a choice, right? Is your type not some kind of like biological, physiological, genetic thing? Is your choice the people that you like? Surely it's coding.
You would hope, hey?
No, you would not hope, because if it is coding, we're f***ed.
Yeah, but...
And if it's not coding, then you can change it.
Who we like?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to change who I like. Because I don't like that. So, I
know exactly what you're saying. I'm just saying there's no workaround here.
Okay, I'm done with you. Bye.
This was so great. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming. I'm depressed the f*** out of me.
Well, I haven't in a while, and I won't in a long time.
Wow. This was a very eye-opening episode. There was a lot of laughs and things, but then there was also, of course, the fact that we have come to the realization that we might have to change our parameters of who we're looking for, because as we said in the podcast, maybe the people we like just don't like us. Anyway, please stay tuned. Go back. If you haven't listened to the first episodes, go back, listen to the first episodes of Love, Dating and Chaos with me, Felicity Reakin. It is a journey, guys, okay? It is a journey. Oh, and by the way, I have deleted all of my dating apps again. Fancy that. Okay, till next week. Oh, catch it on Jackpot or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.